Tu jeszcze?
O, to nie jest. Hi.
Hej, słychać nas?
Słychać. Jak tam? Przed showcase'em?
Co mówisz?
Jak tam samopoczucie?
Strasznie.
No, podobnie.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
How?
We can start here in just a minute. Is Sebastian on the line, or is somebody else going to handle the coordination on the social level side?
So Sebastian is out of office. He will not be joining us. So I may later on quickly summarize our sprint and start presentation.
Okay, great. Then I guess we'll just get started. Josh, me. Hopefully we'll join here shortly, but let's just get going.
Okay.
Look for my window to share, and then let's see. Which is odd. Okay, hold on for 1 second. I'm not able to see my computer screen in the share options. Can someone just let me know when that comes through?
Yes.
Hello.
Yeah.
Hello. All right, so let's get started. This is the sprint showcase for sprint 131. A good sprint this time. Let's see. The sprint description was fixing outstanding orderable versioning issues and finishing the caching infrastructure. The sprint spirit pony is Fluttershy, and I gotta be totally honest, I have no idea what any of this is. It's something very, very Polish. Anybody?
Yeah, so it's our Polish cartoon online, and yeah, we really like this character, Fluttershy. So it was mainly about this the motto. Like in English, it would be "We like it slowly."
All right, good to know. I'll have to try to find an English translation of some of these videos here.
Okay.
All right. On the sprints, the team got through 40 story points, so really well done there. I counted before, I think it was 13 tickets. So well done on this sprint. And a lot of, looks like a lot of pretty big ones too, in terms of good pieces of functionality. I just brought up Sonar just a little bit ago, and I didn't see any errors. So I think that we're all clear on that. And so with that, I will hand it over to, I guess, you, Belina, to get us started. If somebody's talking, you're on mute.
Yeah, sorry, I couldn't. I couldn't click on the unmute button because someone somewhere else. Yeah, okay, so I will start sharing.
All right.
Okay, can you? You see my screen? During the latest sprint, our main goals was to, of course, fix some orderable versioning issues and finish caching infrastructure. So the ticket concerning fixing orderable versioning issues was about was the one for updating fulfillment reports. So now the reports are displaying only the correct version of orderables. Apart from that, we also were focused on adding this OpenElmis cached resource on UI with such methods as update, create, delete, and get all. So this OpenElmis cached resource is using the OpenElmis resource to call the server, and also is using PouchDB to cache the resources. And after finishing the work on this OpenElmis cache resource, we were able to start adding caching to orderables and facility type approved products. At first, we thought that we will be caching these resources on login, but the performance was very poor after these changes. So we decided to not to cache these resources on login, but when initiating requisition and working on requisition, and then we will be caching these resources only for given requisition. And this will be done in during work on switching to V2 endpoints for requisition. So during the next sprint. With that being said, I think we can start presenting the tickets. So maybe I can start with my tickets. So I finished two tickets during this sprint, the one for OpenElmis cached resource. So I added the update, create, and delete functions. Like, this is just simply about creating functions, and it was not added to some specific resources. So I don't think I can show anything more than apart from what was said. But I can now show the second ticket about the reports. So after implementing the orderable versioning, the reports were displaying all the versions of orderables. So the aim of this ticket was to update it to display only the actual version of Orderable, and I can now present it on the, our server. So as an administrator, let's say I will convert a requisition to order. And I will go to change product, which will be on this order. So for sure it will be this one, and I want to update it. And now when I go to the proof of delivery and print the report, I should be able to see only the previous version. Yeah, so without test inside the name. And about the pickpack list, so I will log in as Devo this time. And I will convert another requisition to order. And I have to go back and change product. Okay, so now if I go to fulfill orders and start the fulfillment, and generate pickpack list. Yeah, so this is also the previous version, which was during the time of submitting and converting requisition to order. So it is the same version. So that would be everything from my side. Do you have any questions? If not, then I can hand it over to someone else who wants to showcase now.
I can be next. So let me share my screen. Okay, during the last two sprints, I worked mainly on the implementation of UI caching. In first ticket, I was working on implementation for the get and get all function in OpenLMIS cache resource on UI. And in second, had to be changed that facility type approved product would use the OpenLMIS cache resource. Unfortunately, I can't show you how records are cached for facility type approved products for these two functions, get and get all, because we don't use it yet. As Paulina said at the beginning, we wanted to get all records and cache it when user login, but it turned out that it took too long. But I can show you how cache works for facility type approved products for functions create and edit. So now in our database, local database, I have only two records, and I edit one of them, update. Okay, And after refresh local database, I see them. I have a new record. And this is it. I would like to tell you a little bit more about how we store data in local database. Firstly, we store many records in the database with the same ID and different version number. So we add new when we add new record to local database, we create it with key as ID and plus slash plus version number. This key is also an index, thanks to which we can quickly search for specific ID and specific version number. In addition, we have added a flag to local database with the name latest, which means which record has the latest version among the same IDs. The flag will help us, for example, get all records from local database which are latest. Okay. Do you have any question? Okay. If not, I can stop here.
Okay, and I will be next. Can you see my screen?
Yes.
Okay, so today I have two tickets to show you. First is similar to the ticket which Alexandra already showed you about facility type approved products. In this ticket, I just used the OpenLMIS cached resource, which was introduced in another ticket for orderable to enable caching them. And they are stored in database just like facility type approved products. And the second ticket is about kit unpacked kit list screen on which performance was really poor because of getting all orderables on the initial. So we are currently it works now like this. We have we don't have any request for all orderables, and if we select add product button, we have the same model which is paginated, and we have only 10 first orderables in the request, in the response, and we can now select some of them and click add. And now if we add again model, they are already selected, and we can unselect one and it will be removed from here. And also if we removed from the list, it's also unselected in the model. And basically that's how it works now. Do you have any questions about this both tickets? If not, I'll pass the ball to someone else and stop sharing.
All right, I guess this will be my turn now. A second, please.
No. You have to click share.
Yes. Sorry, but I keep seeing myself in the camera and.
Perhaps you want to try and act out the work that you did with your emotions.
All right. Let me relog, please, because I've got some troubles with my camera here.
No problem. Do you want to have somebody else take your spot?
Sure. If there is someone willing to do so, or is there not?
I think Pavel is the last one.
Oh wow! All right. So maybe you have a question in the meantime, and just give me a minute, please.
Well, I don't have a specific question, but I'm encouraged by the work that's going on here. This caching stuff, I think, is it will allow us to see the real benefits from some of the performance work that we did previously to actually pay dividends in the UI looking and feeling faster. So hopefully, as we finish this up, I'm really anxious to see what the performance test looks like this next, as we do like the preparations for this next release.
Yeah, ditto. It's really quite encouraging. I guess one question I had, sort of a question, might as well fill time, but earlier we said that we would load orderables during the requisition initiate process. Did we just mean during the requisition like load process, or are we really specific? It will only cache them during the initiate process. I'm just curious.
So I think that, if I understood you correct, so we will be caching orderables on initiating the requisition.
Okay. So it won't cache them if you like view an old requisition that you haven't initiated before.
We will be caching only these orderables which are needed for a specific requisition. So we will not be caching all of them if they are never used.
Okay. Okay. I think I understand that. And so specifically we're saying you have to initiate the requisition before it will cache them. If you just view a requisition, it will not cache them.
Oh, I think that we can also cache on viewing requisition.
Okay. Meaning it does already, or that would be other work that we would plan?
No, that will be implemented after switching to these new endpoints for requisitions.
Okay. Oh, great.
think Pavel's back on here. I don't know if he's fully logged in yet or not. But Pavel, just let us know when you're ready to try again.
We don't hear you if you are saying something.
Yes, thank you for watching. Are you there, Pavel?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry, I just don't know how to turn on my video. So if you don't mind, I will present with video on.
That's fine, no problem.
Okay, cool. All right, so can you see my screen? No?
I can see you.
Oh, okay.
Which button are you trying to click on to share your screen?
I clicked start video. Which one is to start? Share screen, all right. Share screen, desktop one, all right. Share screen. Launching.
There you go. Now I can see your screen.
All right. Can you see me now? Me moving mouse?
I can.
All right. Fantastic. Okay. So I did two tickets this sprint. So the first one was... there was a small bug on the site. It was showing an info that the page size is not specified when someone was trying to start fulfillment. So that was caused by the lack of one parameter when HTTP request was being sent. That parameter was being size specifically. So now, if you go to orders and fulfill orders and click, you know, start or continue fulfillment, I'm doing this, logged as Divo 1. This error is not appearing, and furthermore, this facility CCE status was fixed. By the way, so now you can see that what's the actual status of it. So that was one thing I did for UI part, and I also did one thing for the backend, and it was about the last modified header added to put request response. So whenever someone is trying to update an order bool, let me do this through Postman to show you. I will now get one particular order bool through get method, and now if I want to update it through put method, let me for example update a description here again. And send. Now the header last modified is returned. So yes, I did for a put method order bools endpoint. So yeah, those two small tickets were from me this time, and that would be all. So if you have any questions, I'll be happy to answer. And if not, I'll be happy to just be here.
Great, good work, Bawad. I don't have any specific questions. I don't know if anybody else does.
All right. All right, I guess there are not any. All right, thank you. And
thank you,
back to Paulina, I think, or not.
Well, I think that's, Pavel, if you were the last one, I think that concludes our showcase. Paulina, do we have anything else for today on your side?
No, that would be everything from our side.
All right. Well, thank you once again for the work of this sprint. Looking forward to this final development sprint before we start the release process. So great work. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
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 Goodbye.
Thanks, Phil.